Hey, you ready to go?
Oh, yeah, let me just finish this.
Hey, Ross, check this out. Yeah, I can't do that.
What are you doing?
Hey, have you seen this? It's our new alumni website for college. It's cool. You can post messages for people, let everyone know what you're up to.
Oh, great. A faster way to tell people that I'm unemployed and childless.
It's actually kind of interesting to find out what people are doing. Remember Andrea Rich?
That tall girl that wouldn't sleep with you?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, her internet company went under, and she lost an ear in a boating accident.
Bet she'd sleep with you now.
No, I already emailed her.
Let me see what you wrote about yourself.
Oh.
Doctor Paleontology, two kids. Wait a second, you split with Carol because you had different interests? I think you split with Carol because you had one very similar interest.
You know what? I'm going to finish this later, okay? Let me just grab my coat.
Okay.
What, did you think you learned how to do it in the last 2 minutes?
Maybe we finish this for him. Also, I cloned a dinosaur in my lab. She is now my girlfriend. I don't care what society says. It's the best sex I've ever had. And send.
No, no, what would you... You can't do that to him.
All right, let's go. Dude! I think you made it clear you can't be trusted with the ball inside the house.
And send.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the old way.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, yeah, right up until Chandler got a finger in the eye.
Oh, no, who did that?
Chandler. Yeah. Rach,
yeah.
What's Hugsy doing in the crib with Emma?
Oh, well, she was just crawling around and she found him, so I just let her sleep with him. That's all right, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. It's a stuffed animal, you know, it's for kids, not for adults. I know that.
Joey, are you sure? I mean, I know how much you love him.
Rachel, let's be clear on this, okay? I do not love Hugsy. I like him a normal amount.
All right. Well, Emma loves him.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't she? He's a wonderful person.
Hi. Oh, hey, Phoebe. How you doing? You feeling better? Breaking up sucks. Oh, I really miss Mike.
No, I'm so sorry.
I've tried everything to make myself feel better. I even tried writing a song about it, but I can't think of anything that rhymes with... Ah! Hey, Monica, I'm going to need your help getting through this.
Hey, you're not going to need my help?
Well, no, when I get to the point where, you know, I'm ready to hear cruel, mocking jokes about Mike, I'm going to come to you.
Okay, because I've already thought of three. Four. I just thought of a fourth.
Okay. I mean, I know I did the right thing. You know, Mike never wants to get married, and I shouldn't be in a relationship that has no future. But pretty soon, I'm going to miss him so much. I'm going to want to see him again, and you have to stop me from doing that.
Okay, you got it.
Unless, am I being too crazy about this? All right, so, you know, there's no future. But that doesn't mean we still can't have fun. You know what? Forget what I said.
Really? If that's what you want.
That was a test, and you just failed.
Damn it! Rookie mistake!
I have sex with dinosaurs?
I believe I read that somewhere.
Not only is it not funny, it's physically impossible. Okay, depending on the species, I'd have to have a 6-foot long... It's not funny.
I respectfully disagree.
I can't believe you put that on my alumni page.
Who cares? Nobody reads those things.
Huh? You better hope not, because I just read what you put on your page today.
I don't have a page.
Oh, I respectfully disagree.
Look at you, all sweet and innocent, sleeping like an angel, with them as chubby little hands wrapped around you.
It's okay, Emma, you stay asleep.
Jump away from the crib, I'm a woman!
It's okay, Hank, it's me. Put down the scrunchie.
What are you doing?
Well, I heard Emma stirring, so I came in to make sure she could reach Hugsy.
Now that I'm up, I'm
going
to go to the bathroom.
Okay, there you go, sweetie. This isn't over.
All right, wait a second. Why would Ross tell everyone in your class that you are as gay as the day is long?
Because I told everyone he slept with dinosaurs.
Well, that's clearly a joke. This could easily be true.
Would you get that, please? People have been calling to congratulate me all day.
Hello? No, he's not here. Yeah, this is his wife. Yeah, well, it came as quite a shock to me, too. Well, I guess I should have known. Yeah, I mean, he just kept making me watch Moulin Rouge.
Hang up. And that was a great movie. I'm so gonna get back at Ross. Oh, yeah, this will show him. Here we go.
What are you doing?
Oh, you'll see, my friend! I'm dead? And so young.
Posting that I died? That really isn't funny.
Well, how you died was funny.
Oh, please, hit by a blimp?
It kills over 1 Americans every year.
Unbelievable. My classmates are going to think I'm dead. My professors, my parents are going to get phone calls. You're messing with people's feelings here.
Oh, you want to talk about people's feelings? You should have heard how hurt Professor Stern was yesterday when I told him I wouldn't be able to go with him to Key West.
You've really crossed a line here, but that's okay. It's okay, because I'm on my way to buy some Photoshop software and a stack of gay porn. That's right. Your coming out's about to get real graphic.
God, I wish Mike were here.
Okay, if Mike were here, what would the two of you be doing? What are you, animals? It's 4:00 in the afternoon.
We gotta call him. Just to talk to him. There's no harm in that.
Phoebe, that's how it starts. I don't need to eat the cake. I'll just smell the icing. Why not just a little sliver or, okay, just a slice or two? You know, the next thing you know, you're 210 pounds and you get wedged in going down the tunnel slide. Phoebe, I know this is hard. But look, if you talk to him, then you're going to want to see him. And if you see him, you're going to want to get back together with him. And I know that's not what you want. All right, so give me your phone.
Here.
And now your cell.
Okay.
This is your cell phone. Yes. This is your current cell phone.
Yes. It reminds me of a simpler time.
Phoebe, where's your purse? Hey, no, give it to me.
No, come on.
You can't have it.
Give it to me.
No. been there.
Oh, yeah.
Phoebe, come here.
No.
Give it
no.
to me.
You're
quick. It's gone. Whoa. Whoa. Ha. Damn you, Monica Geller hyphen Bing.
Hey, look who's here. It's Joey, and he brought home a friend.
Joey, Emma's right here. You promised not to bring girls home in the middle of the day anymore.
No, it's not a girl. It's
a brand new Hugsy.
Oh, that's so great. Now Emma has two Hugsies.
No,
Emma has one Hugsy. The new Hugsy. Huh? The other Hugsy, I don't know. I guess I'll just take him back.
Oh, you know what? When I was a little girl, I had a little pink pony named Cotton. Oh, I loved her so much. I took her everywhere. I would braid her tail.
Make the transfer.
Now, should I be concerned that a button fell off the old Hugsy and I can't find it?
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I swallowed that years ago.
Oh, what? I don't think she likes the new Hugsy.
But he's the same.
Yeah, well, I think she wants the old one back.
Yeah, but he's the same.
Joey, come on.
But he's the same.
You're not the same.
Aha! You know, it's a lot less surprising to do that after I've buzzed you into the building.
Sabine, why are there men's shoes by the door?
Those are my shoes.
Oh. When you get over this breakup, we need to go shopping.
Look, Monica, I really appreciate you checking in on me, but I'm actually feeling a lot better.
Huh?
Yeah, and I just kind of want to be alone right now.
Who's that?
I ordered Chinese food.
What are the chances? 1 billion Chinese people, and they send Mike. Here.
Phoebe called me.
Phoebe!
I'm sorry, I broke down. I wanted to see him.
Damn it, Phoebe, how did you even call him?
There's a speakerphone on the base unit.
Base unit? Think, Monica, think!
Look, if I want to see Phoebe and she wants to see
me... This doesn't concern you.
Sorry, I guess I was thrown off by the mention of my name.
Look, guys, you can't do this. It's just going to make getting over each other that much harder.
Not if nothing happens. Why can't we just hang out as friends?
For sure. I'm just going to hang out as friends, then maybe I'll join you. You know, I'm your friend and I'm Mike's friend.
Yeah. Sit down.
Oh, whoa. Make room for your friend.
So how have you been?
I've been pretty good.
You look really beautiful.
Thanks. You look good too.
No. This is dangerous territory. Keep it clean.
So how's the piano playing going?
Actually, I've been playing a lot of love songs lately. I've missed you.
I've missed you, too.
You know, on the way over here, I saw this drunk guy throw up. And then a pigeon ate it.
Hey, Ross. Look, I just wanted to apologize. Don't tell me you actually made those gay pictures of me.
Uh-huh. Check this out.
Huh, so that's what I'd look like if I worked out. And was being serviced by a policeman. You're not going to actually send these out, are you?
Actually, no, I don't need to, because your little Ross is dead joke didn't work, okay? There were no responses. Nobody posted anything on the website. Nobody called my parents. So the joke, my friend, is on you. Nobody called. Nobody wrote anything. Nobody cares that I'm dead. Oh, my God. Nobody cares that I'm dead?
Oh, come on. You know that's not true.
What are you talking about? You get 60 responses just for coming out of the closet. I didn't get one response, and I'm dead.
Well, the gay community is a lot more vocal than the dead community.
I can't believe this. Not even my geology lab partner, and I carried that guy.
All right, look, let's think about this, okay? Do you really think that people are going to disturb your family at this tragic time? That people are going to post condolences on a website? This isn't about people not caring that you're dead. This is about people not having a decent outlet for their grief.
You're right. There isn't a decent outlet.
Right. I mean, come on. I'm sure if you had a funeral or a memorial service, tons of people would come.
Exactly.
Russ, what are you doing? You're having a memorial service for yourself?
No, that would be stupid. You're having it for me.
Ross, don't press send. Don't press send.
No, too late. Too late. It's sent. Oh, sorry. So's that picture of you and the policeman.
I'm trying to put Emma down for a nap. Have you seen Hugsy?
Original or crappy?
Original.
No, sorry. Haven't seen him.
Then what's that big lump under your covers?
It's Monica, okay?
That is not Monica.
All right, fine. It's original Hugsy. No, I know Emma wants him, but he's mine and I need him. She's being unreasonable.
Oh. Joey, there is a reason that Emma loves that stupid penguin so much. Oh, don't cover its ears. It's because it reminds her of her Uncle Joey.
It does?
Yeah. And she's comforted by him because she loves her Uncle Joey so much.
Really? She loves me?
Oh, yeah. But you know what? If you need Hugsy, don't worry. Emma will totally understand. I won't, but whatever.
Okay, wait a minute, Mage. I mean, if Hugsy means that much to Emma, then, well, she can have him.
Oh, sweet. I knew Uncle Joey would step up. Look, Emma, look who's back.
No, forget it. I can't do it.
Are you? You're going to take Hugsy away from a little child?
How do you think I got him in the first place?
You two, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Now, I don't want anything going on while I'm gone. Or here's a few things you can discuss. Mucus, fungus, and the idea of me and Ross doing it.
I've missed you so much. No, I'm not gonna ask you to get back together because I know we want different things, but just to be with you one more night.
No, I want that too, but is that gonna make it too hard?
It can't be any harder than this. I mean, if I had known the last time I saw you would be the last time I would have stopped to memorize your face, the way you moved, everything about you. If I had known the last time I kissed you would be the last time, I never would have stopped.
Kiss him, you fool! What? Did you hear that speech? If you don't kiss him, then I will.
Thank you so much.
I knew you'd be here.
Ah, crap.
Who is this?
It's my friend Manny. I asked him to keep me away from you.
Hey, that's what I'm doing for Phoebe.
Well, you're not doing a very good job.
Excuse me?
What's with the kissing?
Hey, at least I knew where my guy was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank God you were here to oversee all the kissing.
You didn't hear the speech.
I've heard the speech. If he knew it was going to be the last time he saw her.
Hey, it was very moving. You're just heartless.
You're weak.
You're weird.
Your pants are undone.
Oh.
Where'd they go?
Damn it.
Oh, we blew it. I blame myself.
And I blame you too.
Been an hour and not one of my classmates has shown up. I tell you, when I actually die, some people are going to get seriously haunted.
There you go. Someone came.
Okay. I'm going to go hide. Oh, this is so exciting. My first mourner.
Hi. Glad you could come.
Please come in.
Hi. You're Chandler Bing, right?
I'm Tom Gordon. I was in your class.
Oh, yes. Let me take your coat.
Thanks. I'm so sorry about Ross. It's...
Now, at least he died doing what he loved. Watching blimps.
Hey,
is it?
Oh, some guy, Tom Gordon?
I don't remember him. But then again, I touched so many lives.
So did you know Ross well?
Oh, actually, I barely knew him. Yeah, I came because I heard Chandler's news. You know if he's seeing anyone?
Yes, he is. Me.
What? Oh. Oh, can I ask you a personal question? How do you shave your beard so close? That's...
Okay, Tommy. That's enough mourning for you. Here we go. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, listen. Call me.
Okay.
I'm dead and no one cares?
I look like a man?
Please, one ridiculous problem at a time.
This isn't ridiculous. Look around. No one's here.
You gave them one day's notice. Not everyone in our class checks the website every day. And Monica, it's probably the way you stand.
That's right. Still, somebody must have seen it. I mean, I went to that school for 4 years and I didn't have an impact on anyone?
Well, that's not true. You had an impact on me. I mean, it's 15 years later and we're still best friends. Doesn't that count for something?
Yeah. Oh, great. More party boys for Chandler.
I'm sure it's somebody for you. Now go high.
Hi. I'm here for Ross Geller's memorial service.
Corey? Corey Weston?
Yeah.
You look amazing.
And you are?
Chandler. Chandler Bing. And I'm not gay. I'm not gay at all.
You are married, though.
Don't listen to him. He's in a really bad mood.
I can't believe that Ross is gone. It is just so sad.
Well, I didn't know Ross and you were so close.
Oh, we weren't, but we had one class together. He was such a great guy. And he talked so passionately about science. I always remembered him.
I'm sure that would mean a lot to him.
And if heaven has a door, I'm sure he's pressing his ear up against it and listening intently.
I thought so many times about calling him and asking him out. I guess I really missed my chance.
Oh, you did it! I'm still alive!
Corey, I know this is a big surprise for you. It's a long story, but the things you just said really made my day. I mean, the fact that you're here means more to me than if this room were filled with people.
You sick freak! Who does that? I can't believe I had a crush on you.
Did you hear that? Corey Weston had a crush on me!
Hey, check it out. An all-new Scrubs is coming up next right here on NBC.
No, Mom, I am not dead. No, I know it's not something to kid about. Anyway, it's just a practical joke between Chandler and me, but it's over, okay? Actually, no. Even if I had died, you would not be left childless. Monica?